I got to get myself organized this morning. Good morning or good afternoon. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk where I share with you the insight and the wisdom that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary change that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but we do encourage you to stick to one question and really have the question be the biggest thing that's on your head. I know a lot of things are going on. People are concerned about money, children, jobs, and relationships. So do the one that's the most important in your mind right now. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open the phone calls, phones, after the first break. Do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. The specials for the month of April, can't believe it's already April, we do monthly specials, money off of different services that we offer. So the month of April, for the remote readings, we offer 30-minute and 20-minute readings. For the 20-minute readings, it's $20 off. For the 30-minute readings, it's 30 minutes off. And the remote readings are different than the regular readings where you either call and talk to me in person or over the telephone. These are where you send into me either questions or you just say to me, do a general reading. Either one is fine. And then I tape it as if you were here. I read your energy fields, but I also give you techniques and tools and attunements that work with your energy field. So the energy in a session keeps on working. It keeps on continuing. It's like I set the spin of your energy to continue to heal and open up from blocks. And the more you work with the tools, the more you continue to work on those blocks and release those blocks. They've been very, very popular, and people like it because it's the flexibility of time. There's no set time, so you don't have to sit there and get the time off of work or in the evening. And so those are the remote readings. And again, the 20-minute ones is $20 off. The 30-minute readings is $30 off. We're also offering for the regular readings, and I do offer 10-minute, 15-minute readings, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour readings. For the half hour readings, we're doing $25 off, and for the hour readings, we're doing $50 off. And so that's the month of April specials, remote readings and the hour readings and the half hour readings. $25 off half hour, $50 off of an hour, and just think of the remote readings, 30 for 30, 20 for 20, and the remote readings. So that's the specials for the month of April. We also have a class that I'm really excited about at the end of the month, and this is on April 30th. I'm talking about the end of the month, but Saturday, April 30th, it's from 1 to 4 p.m., and this is a teleclass, or you could join me in person. A lot of people, with the prices of gas that is going up, they even if they live close to me in Connecticut, they're finding that they like to stay in the comfort of their own home. And it doesn't matter if you're in person or not, the energy exchange or the attunement do not it doesn't matter. Some people, they think it's better if they're in person. And if you're sensitive and that's the way your belief, then by all means, come in person. But energy works no matter what, if you're in person or not. The attunements that we're going to be doing and the block clearings that we're going to be doing absolutely work. So it's not better if you're in person. I always like to remind people of that. And so the class is the How to Living the Guide of Your Wildest Dreams. It's manifesting, mastering manifesting miracles. It's the how-to guide to living your wildest dreams. A lot of times when we think of miracles, many of us believe that it's only saints or ascended masters that can create the miracles. The truth is that there are blueprints that are literally within our energy field that allow us to create miracles or to live a life of our wildest dreams. What blocks most people from experiencing miraculous lives is us. It's old mental patterning and belief systems that are deeply ingrained within us. Then we have to get through the emotional issues that we have around money, abundance, success. We also have to address our spiritual beliefs around miracles and abundance. Example, money is the root of all evil. The good news is that there are blueprints that are literally pathways for you to bypass these old programs. We can transmute and clear these energy blocks, allowing you to have the ability to live a miraculous life. And I believe that that's our birthright. And being a part of God's Source Creator, it is all of our birthrights. And the topics we're going to be covering is how to live a miraculous life and change your views on what a miracle is, the importance of energetic flexibility, the key to releasing, removing blocks, and aligning to realigning to old blueprints, the original blueprints, which is that we are part of Source. Understanding what your heart signature is and why it is the key to understanding and connecting with being able to manifest, addressing blocks at a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical level, reactivating ancient connections with the pineal gland, thymus, and the tailbone, the gonad area. We also talk about the three sacred mirrors, how they reflect, deflect, and or project our heart's desires and heart signature, or our fears and nightmares, blocking us from living a miraculous life. And we end with the ancient attunements that open up your miraculous making pathways, allowing you to create a life of your wildest dreams or live a miraculous life. So, a lot being covered on April 30th, Saturday, April 30th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., 3 hours, and it's only $33. And if you happen to have a wedding or you're not available that day, all my classes are taped. They have you get a free MP3 for going to the class. So if you can't make it, you still can get the benefits of the class, of the MP3 and the booklet that will go along with that. So that is, again, at the end of the month. We also have our regular gatherings that we have called The Gathering. And the next one is on May 6th. And so I know it's kind of early announcing it, but I like to let people know that every single month, usually it's on that Friday, the first Friday of the month, from 7 to 9, we gather. Usually it's a lot of people are on the phone, people across the world. We are in a circle. We open up, we clear our energy, and then we talk about what's going on in the world right now on a macro level, on a micro level, and how it's affecting your life. We also clear off the energy fields and the blocks. And we also let the people talk about things, how it's affecting their micro life, their personal life. And then I do like a mini reading. So those are the gatherings. We have dates that are booked all the way till the June 3rd. And so the next one is May 6th. 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you're not available at that time, you get an MP3 of the class and you get the information, or you get, there's a dial-in number that you can call and re-listen to it over and over again. We also do the mini light stream lives, and that's where 10 or less people gather in a circle, and everyone's guaranteed a reading. And the next one is Friday, April 22nd, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can join by phone. And this is, again, where everyone is guaranteed a reading, every single person. And this is where I go around. And if you do a call-in, if you want to be with the first one read, you're welcome to do that so you don't have to hang on the phone for 3 hours. But a lot of people like to hang around because they like to listen to other people's readings because they get information off of that. But we do take it, recognize if people are on the phone, we do read the phone people first. So that is called the Mini Light Stream Lives. And again, everyone's gathered. It's just the whole purpose is doing readings. And if you come prepared, a lot of people are starting to get a little wiser. If they have a lot of things that they want to look at, they think about what direction they want me to go into. So that is on April 22nd. You'll be here before you know it, Friday, April 22nd. We also offer the Bach flower and Australian flower essences. And the Australian bush flower essences, I should pronounce the name correctly. And I create formulas for you. And these formulas are profound. People that have taken advantage of our offerings, that we when we do the offers of those, they are amazed at how they affect the levels energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, relieving blocks. We've had people that have had excruciating back pain, all of a sudden not having this back pain, because these essences work on a physical level, an emotional level, a mental level, on a spiritual level. We're going back to that medicine. It's vibrational medicine. You could just go into any kind of bookstore and you head into the New Age department and everyone talks about vibrational medicine. It is the new medicine, and actually it's the very old medicine, because these flower remedies are based out of flowers. The different people that created them, Dr. Bach was the first person, and then the guy that did the Australian bush flower essences. He was also a fourth generational person that was taught how to work with the different flowers that help with different issues. And so they work on a level that is so profound, and they can really shift and make really heavy release some major blocks. And so we offer all different kinds. And so what you can do is you say, Carrie, read my energy field. And I do take time and I look, tap into your energy field and see what the biggest block is, what's blocking you from having flow. And you can mix up to 5 to 7 of the different essences. And so if you were to buy each of those essences separately, it would cost at least over $100. And so we offer those for $20 for the, and this is your special formula, and you only use a couple drops a day. So it's very economical when you think about it. And usually people, I just don't do one essence. I really do the max amount that I can do, that I could use to have it most effective for you. I look at your physical body, the emotional body, the mental body. And then Wendy, my wonderful assistant, gives you a little printout on what that certain essence works on, what I was seeing. So it's kind of like a mini reading, too. So that's only $20. And again, it's very economical. A lot of people that get into those flower essences end up, they use them and for their kids. You can use them for their pets, their animals. A friend of mine used it during her whole pregnancy. She used the essences on her child as soon as she was born, a newborn. So they are very safe. They don't interfere with any other kind of medication that you're on. And so they're wonderful. And again, it's just where we're going to the new way, the age that we're going. We're going back to that vibrational medicine to get ourselves into that wholeness, because we are energy and these address the energy thing. So those are the essences that we offer, and you just have to ask my assistants if you're interested in that for the flower essence that I designed for you. So those are those, but we also offer I have a pack that's the back flower remedies that's called the Body Temple, the Cellular Release, and the Master Grid that's already pre-designed. I intuitively got, they work on different levels. So the cellular level obviously works on the cellular core blocks. The Body Temple helps rebuild and open up your energy field. And the Master Grid really helps open up those tubes for manifestation. So those are ones that I've already downloaded a couple of years ago. And those are, again, very popular. And the three-pack of those, the more you buy, the more you get. Less. It's like $5 off each one. So that's what's happened. We're going back to open phone lines. When we get back, listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your earth walk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sure, will do. We actually are going to start things off today with Michael. He's calling in from Longwood, Florida, and he had a question about some cataract eye surgery he had on both eyes about 9 weeks ago, and there seems to be a little bit of a situation happening with that. So, Michael, welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show. Explain to Kerry what's exactly going on.
Thank you very much, Kerry. You are a universal knowledge everything that's sitting in a third-dimensional body, and we are so thankful you are here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael.
I heard you on the Rhonda Show yesterday.
Oh, good. Thanks.
As 9 weeks ago, I had my two cataract lenses replaced, and one was for distance, one was for reading, and I still haven't coordinated in the brain, which I was told will, of the coordination to see the distance clearer. The reading seems to be perfect. Can you give me some assistance? Why so long, or how I can speed it up at this point?
Okay. Yeah. The first thing, Michael, I'm seeing that's affecting you is this major shift that we're going through now collectively, where a lot of people are feeling it's like this. Imagine a cloud going over the sun representing like a connection to source, and that cloud is interfering with some healing processes, or some people are feeling depressed, or as Rhonda said during the show, she was really feeling even, you know, down to the core depression and all that stuff. So, the part of that is that's what I'm seeing as far as, especially you said the reading is okay and the distance one is the one that's...
Distance is still not, the brain hasn't coordinated the two on the distance.
All right. Well, the first thing I'm seeing, Michael, is to do infinity eighths around your eyes. And so you tap infinity eighths very gently around your eyes, and what they're going to do is open up those meridians, and they're going to help that, help healing that. And then after you do them around your eyes, like physically taking your hand and do that throughout the day, because it literally opens up the eyes, then put your hands on your temples, and that's also going to open up the meridians, because when I'm looking at your eyes right now, the distance one is contracted back. And part of it is, when I look at it sideways, it's taking a little bit more healing physically, but I'm seeing these lens helping you. Going to be able to see like between the dimensions. So actually it's a real deeper, it's like opening up your tubes to see between the different layers, see between the veil. And so there's a real core healing going on. But the I also offer these energy exercises. And if you ask for the NeuroPoint ones from my assistant, Wendy, there's all these different points you could hold in your head. And I'd really recommend the ones that are on the ones that had to do with return to self and old worries and self-acceptance and those kind of deals. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you get it. She said if you call her at 860-887-1201 or email union1111@yahoo.com, union1111@yahoo.com, and ask for the NeuroPoint exercises. Those are free exercises that we give out to everybody. And those will really help you. They'll open up because the part of the grid is, again, it's healing to have you open up to see more between the veil. And so that's why it could be seen a little bit slower. And part of it's being affected by this energy pattern that we're going through right now. It looks like what I call this cloud, or some people are calling this black wave, that's going through and having us not feel as connected to source and think of that source universal energy is literally healing. So, but I'm looking. looking at the deeper level is that it has to do with actually having you open up the intuitive eyes and see multidimensionally. So it's a good thing as you hang in there, but it can be accelerated by doing the tapping. And then also, besides holding the physical points, then seeing infinity eights going from the top of your crown chakra, and see or draw the infinity eights going all through your head, front to back, side to side, and going down to the, below your feet. And that will really help accelerate it too. So you see it on the front to back and then do it side to side. And that will absolutely help. Those are the infinity eights. It's the universal connector between the right and left side. And it'll really help strengthen that energy there. Okay?
Yes, one other thought on this is that my lips, since the operations, had been turning purple, red, swelling, and everything else. Now, I knew it was an energy block, and I released it, but they're still slightly there. Is there something?
Hold a point, do the ones right near the jaw, and one of them has to do with, like, universal connection to universal self, and it's, or I think the thing is, of it has, like, tension, worry, but it really has to do with this collective thing that I'm seeing with the black wave that's going over the veil thing. So if you hold those points right on your jaw and then hold points right above your ears, those are going to help with your lips. Because when I'm looking at the lips, it's going along with the energy contracting with the eye. So part of it has to do with almost bringing up stuff, and there's a lot of this. People are releasing their fears. They're releasing their deepest fears, and not only us individually, but also collectively. And watching your lips, really, they represent like this collective. You're showing people's grief and their sadness and deep inner sadness, and that when life could taste or seem kind of bitter, that kind of energy. But it's on top of your lips, so it's like you're helping clear the collective grids. And so those points will really help it. So you can help by doing your energy body, raising your resonance by besides your lips doing those things. So that's part of the clearing too. Okay.
Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome,
Carrie.
Michael.
Much love to you.
Much love to you too. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, Michael, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, I don't know what you did under all the folks down in Florida, but they are hopping on our phone lines. Michael is obviously calling from down there. We have two other callers from Tampa, so I don't know. You sent the vibes down there, and I guess Dawn had a really good point. I'm going to bring her on right now because she had a really good point on what we're doing down there in Tampa. Dawn, explain what exactly the Carrie O'Connor Show is doing for you all down there.
Well, it's just opening this up down here. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's sunny. We're inundated with caterpillars and new life.
See,
cool.
Carrie, and that's what you bring to everyone down there.
That's wonderful.
It's perfect.
I love it.
Thanks, Dawn, and we'll continue with you before we run off to the break. Dawn is actually an artist, and she's moved up to the next level at work. She has a couple choices on different paths, though, to choose. She's looking for a little bit of guidance in that. So, Dawn, welcome back, and explain a little further for Carrie what's going on.
Well, Carrie, I'm a mixed media artist. I kind of let myself go into the wild about 6 years ago, and really started expanding my work, and recently I've had some really great opportunities. I've been part of a couple big shows. I did some work with the Gasparilla Film Festival. I got to be on the red carpet, got to meet the movie stars. It was all super wonderful and great, and I have, like, these different paths that I could possibly be pursuing at the time. At this time, I'm just not really sure which one I should be pursuing. And I'm also wondering, when's the money going to come? All this really great energy is just flowing through my work. And like going, okay, where is that? Where's the green stuff?
Where's the green stuff? It's really funny. Well, actually, when I'm looking at, it's interesting you said the red carpet, because even before you said that, when I see 45 degree right on the ground, I usually see this like gold energy, which represents the gold carpet, which means representing physical golden opportunities coming to the individual. So I always look there when people ask me a coming to question, a future question. And yours was red, and then you said red carpet. And so I'm laying down gold over there because part of the red is great because it helps ground and bring the energy in. But now we're bringing the gold, meaning bringing in the gold, golden opportunities, which you're obviously feeling, but then bringing in the money part too. Because when I look in the right side of your energy field, Dawn, there's like this window pane kind of look and energy that's 2.5, 3 feet off the right side. And that that's your energy pushes is bending forward, and then think of money signs on the outside of it. And so it's like blocking money coming in. I'm not saying you're blocking in. It's actually going through generational patterns, especially I'd look at patterns on your dad's side of the family. What happened to people with money, their success, what's their feeling of their success? If you could take that class at the end of the month, it would be really great for you. I'm going to get into how important our generational patterns absolutely block us from having money. And so, but it doesn't mean that it has to stay blocked, because I'm watching, especially think of April through August as a real opportunity. You had the feeling, the literal experience of going down the red carpet, feeling that excitative, creative energy. And as far as the path, what to take, go to the one that gives you the most excitement. And if there's three that absolutely give you the most excitement, sit there and go down into your heart and feel your heart out and say, what gives me the most excitement, which makes me feel excited, what gives me the most joy, and feel which like your where your heart expands. Because when we do our excitement and our passion, it literally creates an energetic grid that brings in opportunities, and then you're going to start adding in money. Where I'm looking in the past, there was a part where this is almost like a past life hangover, too, where it's like the starving artist kind of deal, where if I do my passion, I'll do anything for it, because it's my I get so much energetically fed by doing my art and being the artist that there's a that you get fed by it, literally, because it's like I love what I do, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now there's the theme of adding in the green, you know, that you can absolutely be the artist, do your passion, and also get paid for it, right, and get money for
right.
it. And so so think of right now, April through August is where you're releasing old patterns that literally have to do with the collective, and you're part of that collective artist group that has to do with the starving artist. So think of that, even it's on your right side. Right now we're putting it in, over to the left side and even exploding it. Imagine it in a balloon
okay.
where it just transmutes, and so it's all the energy balls in any direction, space of time that has that theme, right? And then it's the bottom
right.
line has to do with entitlement and right to life issues. And so that's what you're clearing out right now. So again, go to this opportunity that makes you expand most. And if there's like things you say, I love all of them, sink down into your heart and feel your heart out. Like I'll do that when I'm trying to decide to do something, and my heart will feel wider on one thing than the other, and I go to the wider one because I know that that's going to bring out a stronger signal that brings in more success. Okay, and that's my cue. So you have a wonderful time, and you're welcome, hon. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Carol Connor Show.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's HERBAN wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life?
Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan. We will now take Shelly. She's calling in from Brookings, South Dakota, and she was wondering if, Carrie, you could take a look at her throat chakra. So, Shelly, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I have been told that I should be able to do intuitive readings.
Uh-huh.
And what's blocking me is congestion in my throat chakra.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of exercises, and I'm wondering if you could just take a look at that and see what you see.
Okay. When you pull me right to the back of your throat chakra, and I see right in the back of the neck in the throat chakra, they call it the God's mouth, and the God's mouth is right in the back of the throat chakra. It's right in the back of the neck. And that's where I see like a tube for us to channel like the higher source or God source or our highest energy, whatever. And there's a block there. So that goes way back. It's really ancient, and it really has to do with fears of being annihilated by reading. So think of energy of being burned at the stake by reading, or just fears of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. Would people accept me? And just, again, part of this is like a past life thing. So I would literally tell you to put your hand in the back of your neck and visualize energy. And, again, work with Infinity 8. It's a universal symbol that really clears out a lot of blocks. And bringing that energy to the front, to the back, to the back, to the front. And then also imagine the energy going down from your root chakra and shooting up like ping pong balls and bringing it up and out of your throat chakra. So it's like, and imagine them bursting out and actually bring them up and going out of your crown chakra too. That's an old technique a shaman taught me a long time ago, and it really clears out our energy. So when you bring those ping pong balls, those are your higher essence. You want to think of those balls represents your higher self or your God self, and that you're bursting the energy up and clearing it out. And it blocks out of the crown chakra first, and then I'd bring them out of the throat chakra, the crown, the third eye, and the throat chakra, because a lot of this has to do with the back and the past. And also, I see on the right side of you a male's energy that seems like I'd think about, do you have any concerns about going out and being a reader as far as somebody not supporting you, somebody judging? And it could be assertive male, it could be a male or an assertive male, female's energy that when I started reading, my husband liked it to a certain point, but then he only wanted me to do it to a certain point. And the more and more I got known, the more and more he wanted to keep me in the closet, so to say, you know. So I would just think of that kind of energy as far as because it's right on the right side of you. And I also, because it's kind of the energy is flipping from male and female, it goes back to the fear of being annihilated. It's like, really, do you have any concerns of, like, your my kids, they went to school, and they know their friends say, oh, your mom reads angels, and that's so cool. I want to learn to read with angels. But their parents would look at me like, oh, God, she reads angels, right? Because the children would be accepted. And so I'm sharing that story for you to really, like, think about that. Do I have any fears about that? Residual fears, especially with past lives being burned at the stake, and fear of being annihilated for being who you are, that would interfere with reading, right? And so it would put like this thing around the throat chakra. And so visit that, clear out the throat chakra, but literally put your hand in the back of your neck and visualize this. Like, it looks like a tombstone. It's kind of odd a thing to look like, but it does to me when I look at the God's mouth part, and just visualize that melting and see it as a gold, like a shield, so then you feel protected instead of having, like, the tombstone is like consciously or subconsciously, I'm blocking this ability to channel because I've been annihilated before physically, mentally, emotionally. And so when having it to be a shield versus a tombstone, it opens you up big time, okay?
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much. And leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And now we'll head back to Tampa, Florida. We've got Melissa calling in. She's pursuing a deeper path for a new career. She's looking for a little bit of direction. So, Melissa, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Melissa?
Great, thank you. And I appreciate this time with you because I know how special it is. I had a reading with you, I think back in January, and it was wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm calling in because I am in a good place, and I'm embarking on a new career. Uh-huh. And I just spent the weekend in New York City attending Omega's. Had a weekend there, and I ended up going to the Shadow workshop with Debbie Ford.
Felt
a calling.
Uh-huh.
Just wondered what you might be feeling, thinking, seeing as far as the 9-month integrative coach training program.
Interesting. Okay. I think it's perfect. Yeah.
And I wondering what you see. I know there's many different paths I can take. Mm-hmm. And
When I'm looking at your energy, the Shadow is so important. I call the Shadow the wounded child because sometimes when people hear the word shadow, a lot of people, to be honest, they don't want to admit they have it. So the wounded child sounds a little softer. So you're a bridger, Melissa, and so you're feeling calls to it, and especially that black cloud that I was talking to Michael about represents the shadow, us going through the collective shadow and our own individual shadows. That's what we're doing right now, and especially on this collective shadow way. And so we are being awoken to the shadow part of, individually and collectively, and the energy is going to collectively, so everyone's going to be invited to look at their shadow work. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, and so that we could have pushed it off as long as we can. Now is the time where there's no more pushing off, but this is the whole rebirthing process, because as we look at that, then we're able to clear stuff. So this shadow work will be very, people are going to be drawn to it one way or another, either kicking or screaming, as I say, or with grace and ease. And so, and when I look at your energy with it, it really opens up your heart, so that's really good. You have a bridger energy, and so you came here to bridge and to help people, especially during this time. And one thing to remember, there's no, right or wrong way to do it. It goes back to what makes me feel excited, what makes me feel great, what really do I feel called to, and because there's many paths to get to this place of taking accountability, responsibility, and really waking up and starting to be the God-given people that we are, or the source people that we are. So if that's the one that resonated with you, I'd really go down and sit in your heart and feel what it feels like to take that 9-month program, and does it still have that excitement? Does it have that, enjoyment? I know I've been to places where I really felt like, oh my gosh, I have to take this and I need that. And then after the buzz ran off of the weekend, I kind of realized that I got the information that I needed, but I was going to go around and gather and get my information in other ways. It kicked me off into the work of doing the shadow work, but getting the knowledge in different ways. So if you still hold that excitement within Wednesday, Thursday of this week, then I definitely look into it. Because there, you can get information about it, around it, and kind of deliver your own kind of program of working with the shadow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. Do you see a path of working with children?
Yeah, absolutely. The children are the key, and the children, a lot of them, it's reminding them that they can have less shadow when they are reminded that they are remembered that they're connected, right? And so your desire is to work with the children. I see that we're working with the children of all ages when it comes down to most of the shadow work, because I could be working with a 90-year-old client, and I'm working with their 1 to 3-year-old child. And so it always goes down to the child with me, right? If your desire or your passion is to work with the children, to have them really look at and integrate and have them recognize that they have their shadow parts and how they can integrate it so they can bypass this whole thing that we have to do down the road, that's a great way to, that's a new calling, let's see if you could say, or a new class or a new integration. So if the children are calling you, it absolutely go that way.
Okay.
Because it's the
wonderful.
Children of all ages is what I keep on hearing. Think of the children of all ages is what you're understanding. Think of the children of all ages, children of all ages. And so you could find down the road that the children is you're the way you go in and you like it and you love doing that, but then you recognize that the wounded ones are the children that are in their 40- or 50-year-old bodies or the 70-year-old bodies, and it's their three- or four-year-old child that's blocking their life. And so it's the same techniques as far as working with the shadow work. It's just addressing that child that I always talk about. By the time we're 4 to 5 years old, we're wired with how we are holding our body. Most of us, and we're given generational patterns. We have we're hardwired to stay in that block, the matrix, right? And so here we have this opportunity to get out of that matrix, the programming, the separation that reminds us that we are source, that going in the inner journey, that and accept that we are the pieces of divine, infinite source, creator source. And so this is a period where we're all waking up to this. And so if it resonates with you, the shadow work is the key to get to the light work is what it is.
I love it. I appreciate it. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
You so much.
All right.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And I heard Mike, you, so you're listening to the Carol Connor Show. Be back in a short few minutes.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
we are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're taking your calls to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of phone calls, why don't we go to those?
We'll do, and we'll take Mary. She's our next caller. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's got a question. Should she stay with her own business or move on? Kind of a difficult situation, but we'll see what you have for her. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Mary?
I'm just kind of looking for focus and direction. I'm an immigrant to this country since age 13, and I'm 46, and I always feel like there's literally, like, I have no real, like, a home to just kind of settle in, even though I've been in Seattle for such a long time. So I'm trying to figure out if I should stay with my business, or if there's a way I can branch out from that, or just move on to a different kind of field. And also, because I have family overseas, I'm constantly thinking whether I should go back and take care of, like, elder parents and things like that.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing there that you'd want to do if you were to branch out, you would really want to look at going and making sure that your energy right now, when I'm looking at it, the right side is going overseas, and it's like concerned about parents. And so if you were trying to branch out, it's harder to put our roots when there's a part of your subconscious energy is going overseas and having concern about your parents. And so it's just like making up your mind. And I don't mean going back overseas and taking care of your parents, because when I see your heart energy with that, I see it kind of contracting. So it's just making sure your parents are settled and, you know, taken care of, and that they're that you feel comfortable with that, so your energy doesn't have to splinter off, and energetically you're supporting them, even if though you're not there physically. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That
helps you root down more. Whenever we're, like, we feel split or divided, it splits our foundational energies. And then when we try to root, grow, or expand, it's harder for us to do it because our energy literally split, and especially our first, second, and third chakra. And that's all about manifesting and making things happen, right? And so, and especially I'm looking at you the last 3 years, the last 3 months, this you've been preparing. And think if we just ended the month of March, and I'm seeing you turning around to the left side of your body and opening up your arm and kind of wiping out the 2 to 4 feet around you. So think of that's clearing out emotional issues, and it's really giving you a sense of, I'm seeing a bird feeling like she could expand her wings and feel like she can fly more and not feel so, like, caged in. And so that's where you could be really feeling the strong urge to branching out and expanding out. And when I look at it, it looks good. You're literally giving yourself some breathing room there and expansion room. And there's, like, an emergence kind of energy, like a butterfly emerging through the cocoon. And I'm seeing that, watching these beautiful colors of blue and gold coming in. And that's the divine feminine energy. And the gold means being open to golden opportunities. And all of that's really, really good. What's important, again, is to really, and when I go to the root chakra, I see part of it is making a decision about your parents, as far as letting you know that they're okay, that they're settled, that you can support them in many ways. And sometimes it's not to be there physically. It's just where you could come full circle. Like, it's like not feeling guilty or any of those kind of deals. And just because then I watch you go down and I see your business expanding. And part of it's, again, when we are we can't have roots or expand our roots if our roots are going across country and half our energy is going over there. And so it's a real perfect opportunity to really come to a complete circle, as far as saying, I feel complete with my parents. I know that they're taken care of, or if you have to go over there and make sure that they're taken care of and how they're supported, because there's all different ways of support, Mary. There's all different ways of support. And again, physical is just one tiny percent of the way we can support them, because then I watch you put down your roots and really start expanding like crazy and having a lot of opportunities come to you. And it means it's going to take a lot of your energy, and not like this staticky kind of energy, but really life force energy, where you feel passionate about it and you get excited about it. And part of this is, like, really being able to allow your roots to go all the way into the earth, because right now they're kind of again split, and they're feeling like in this, like, spinning pattern, which is the holding pattern. So instead of staying in that holding pattern, you have this opportunity to do this emergence pattern, which absolutely would have you expand off. And so as far as you would expand your business and go into a different, have other people come into your business?
I'm just trying to figure out, I'm in real estate, and I'm trying to figure out if I should just branch out within that, or always had, like, thoughts of, like, maybe doing, like, music or farm and things like that. So I'm trying to figure out if I should just, I can do all of it, or just stay focused.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, that makes sense, because what your body's showing me, what your energy's showing me, is that you want to branch out into the music, into farm, but you also could branch out into the real estate. The biggest mm-hmm. thing that's going to give you the energy up to it, to do all those things, is to look over at the parents and decide that it's coming into a full circle. Like, it's, I see a photo album ending and beginning a new one, meaning that I feel complete, I feel fine, I'm supporting my parents, and now I'm here. Well, I stay in Washington and branch out, because you've been preparing your roots to really feeling this urgent emergence planting out. And so that does mean doing your passion, doing music, doing farming, and also there's having golden opportunities coming to you to branch out in the real estate way too. And it seems like it brings much more balance into your life. So you're in a branching out position, which is perfect. So pay attention to those opportunities that make you feel, again, your heart expanded, that it feels like it's really wonderful. It feels warm in your heart and you get excited. That's you literally feeling the energy of you're making space for your wings to fly, and that the bottom light a line is that it has to do with right to life and entitlement issues, and that you're entitled to do this and to have this success and have this joy. And that's why it goes back to the roots of your parents, where you feel and know that they're okay and that they're supported, and that you don't have to be there physically taking care of them, and that you can offer them support in all different ways. And then go back into Seattle and watching yourself branch out there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, thanks very much, Mary. Lynn, we'll head off to one more caller here in just 1 second, and we're going to take Angelina from Seattle. She's got a situation around her right leg and her knee. She just was wondering if you could look into it for her. So, Angelina, welcome to the show.
Hello there, and hello there, Carrie. It's an honor
Hi.
To be with you.
Thank you very much. So what's going on, Angelina?
Like the last caller, there's, I think, issues with about getting rooted. I'm in Seattle, but I've been having a physical problem with my right leg. I had something similar happened about 10 months ago with the left leg, and there's pain and some fluid around, like right around the
okay.
right part of the knee.
Okay.
But the couple callers before, you were talking about, you know, generational patterning, and I'm wondering if there's, I've been dealing with a father that unfortunately is still alive, and he's been a nemesis most of my life, and there's
yeah.
a court case going on, and I'm wondering what can you see about me and my health?
Okay.
I just feel
okay.
not
absolutely.
Good.
All right. There absolutely has to do with your foundation challenges. What's really interesting is that you first brought me up to your shoulders, and think of your shoulders as a seesaw, and I see the right shoulder way up in the air, like at 1 o'clock if you were to put over a clock, and that your left shoulder is way hanging down at the 7 o'clock. And so
mm-hmm.
then that's going to affect your energy. So your right side is hanging up in the air. Then you say that the father energy is going on, and so this is it brings the energy all the way down to your legs. When I look at your knees, they're holding grief. The water on your knees is grief, old grief, ancient grief, past life grief, this life grief, and so you're and it blocks up the energy of being able to create a cord going down to the earth. I give and created this new energy exercises that are particularly about grounding and grounding cords. My guide and Mother Earth energy came in and gave me this one that said it's really important for this time right now. They're free. Anybody and everybody can ask for them. So you just email Wendy and ask her for the new grounding exercises. And I give out several exercises. If anybody has not had them, ask for the free energy exercises. But the grounding cord one in particular, I'd really encourage you to work with it daily, because what you're doing is creating a new grounding cord, and it's like you're rebirthing yourself and you're clearing out generational patterns that go both with mom and dad, and it's like you're giving your energy body, you're realigning to the divine parents, which is not our biological parents. We come in here as to have experience with them, and they're part of the whole, but they're definitely not the parents, you know, so that will absolutely help you. And as far as I would do a lot of infinity eights and moving your hips and moving your tailbone and doing pelvic tilts within your tailbone, and imagine your tailbone as you do the pelvic tilt. See it as like a fish expanding its wings, like a dolphin, and see the
mm-hmm.
root of the tailbone going all the way down to the center of the earth, and then again do an infinity eights on your with your hips, because that also will help that seesaw energy going up, because it's not only your legs that are doing this, it's your whole right side of your body. You're split in half energetically, and then on your shoulder, it looks like this great big monster is holding you up in the air, and that would be your father's energy. But I'd also encourage you to see that your father represents being a fear of being annihilated, so put him and visualize him shrink into an inch, and that will help you pull your energy back from him. I hear
What's
my cue. Yeah, it's my cue, so I got to go right now. So I want to thank everybody, and I will see you next week, and may you align with the divine.